This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today's podcast is titled The Weightlifting Career of an Average Joe. And that would be me. I competed in Olympic weightlifting for 8 years, and then I competed in powerlifting for 8 years. But I was never what you would say an elite lifter. I never competed on a national level. I never came anywhere close to qualifying for the Olympic trials or anything like that. So the first time I witnessed weightlifting was on the television show Wide World of Sports. Many of you who are my age will remember this show. This show aired on ABC from 1961 to 1998. I can't recall the exact year, maybe 1971, 1972, but it was sometime during the early 1970s that I watched Vasily Alexeyev break another world record in the clean and jerk. Alexeyev was a member of the Soviet Union weightlifting team and the most famous lifter at that time. In 1970, he became the first man to clean and jerk 500 pounds. I watched him compete again in the 1972 Olympics, where he won a gold medal. I saw him again a few times on television, and every time he was breaking world records. I wondered what it would be like to be so powerful. Being so young and not having a weight set at home, I only had a way to test my strength level in gym class at school. The gym teacher would have us do push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and chin-ups, and I was usually at or near the top in these events. I was around 12 or 13 when my mother brought home a 110-pound weight set she had purchased at a garage sale. She had my older brother in mind when she bought them, but I immediately wanted to test those weights and see how strong I was. I was also playing a lot of football then and knew that lifting weights would help me add some muscle and gain some weight. I started doing some clean and jerks in my basement, and it took only a short time before I could lift the 110-pound weight set overhead. My mom, who loved going to garage sales, came home with more weights for me. Soon, friends and other kids from the neighborhood joined me in the basement for clean and jerk competitions. None of us knew anything about technique. We would fling the weight up to our shoulders and push the weight overhead. I found that I could lift more than the other kids my age, and sometimes even more than the older kids. During this time, a man from our neighborhood who would go out early in the morning and drive around town to see what people were putting out by the curb for garbage collection day started bringing me sports magazines. Among these magazines were some bodybuilding magazines. I began looking through them and seeing pictures of the top bodybuilders of that day. Sergio Oliva, Franco Colombo, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was fascinated by these men's physiques and started doing many of the exercises I saw in the magazines. My parents purchased me a bench and some dumbbells for Christmas, and my little basement gym began to grow. I was still playing Little League baseball and football with my friends from the neighborhood. One day, while playing football, I injured my knee. I didn't think it was too serious, so I continued playing. But I could tell something wasn't right. I slept with an ice pack on my knee that night, but it didn't help. When I awoke in the morning, my knee had swollen like a balloon. I was rushed off to the hospital in an ambulance that a friend of my father's drove. I spent about 10 days in traction and left with a full leg cast. The only thing that saved me from surgery was my age. I was only 13, and the doctor believed I could recover without surgery. Thankfully, he was right. It wasn't long before I was playing football and lifting weights again. As I got a little older, I got more serious about football, joining the junior high school football team. I also got more serious about lifting, as I knew it would help me to gain weight, which I needed to do if I was going to keep playing football. In my final year at North Junior High School, I won an award for best defensive player on the team. It was quite an honor because my teammates voted for me. With high school just around the corner, I stepped up my lifting. Upon his death, my grandfather had left each of his grandchildren a little money. It came out to about $100 for each of us. I added another $33 I had saved from cutting lawns and used the money to purchase a leg extension, leg curl bench at Wonder Health Foods and weightlifting equipment in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I still have it today, and I think of my grandfather every time I use it. My basement gym kept expanding until I took over the basement. I trained almost every day and even considered entering a bodybuilding competition. I eventually outgrew my basement and joined the gym for the first time. It was called A&R Gym in Belleville, New Jersey. It was a good gym with lots of equipment, but it eventually closed up. From there, I joined a place similar to a YMCA. But instead of being a Christian organization, it was a Jewish organization. It may have been YMYWHA, but I can't remember for sure. One of our Jewish friends from the neighborhood was a member and encouraged us to join. You didn't have to be Jewish to join. And it was similar to a YMCA with a swimming pool, a basketball court, and a weight room. It was an excellent place to train, and most of the people who trained there were serious about their lifting. Although I was mostly into bodybuilding at this time, I always kept my interest in the clean and jerk. I eventually managed to lift 200 pounds over my head in my basement, even though I knew very little about proper technique. My older cousin was into Olympic weightlifting and took me to a couple of contests to watch. One was the 1979 Senior National Championships at Ice World in Totowa, New Jersey. Ice World held some major figure skating competitions as well as some boxing events. The lifting was interesting, but I still wasn't ready to switch from bodybuilding to Olympic weightlifting. One of my friends from school had made the switch, and he encouraged me to join Giordano's Gym in Belleville, New Jersey. Bob Giordano and his brother were the owners, and Bob made the 1980 Olympic team. It wasn't a big gym, but it was big enough to have a section for Olympic lifting and an area for bodybuilding. So I signed up for a membership and saw many of the same lifters I had seen a year before at the Senior Nationals. These were top-level lifters, some of whom had won national championships and competed in the Olympics. I was getting more interested, but I still wasn't ready to leave bodybuilding behind just yet. Okay, that will conclude part one of our podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope you will join me again next week for part two. Till then, take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network. your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.